We're going to start the practice by lying, and we'll remain for the whole practice in this position of Shavasana. And traditionally, the practice is done in a dim light room, which helps to reduce the sensory input. So if you're in a position to dim the lights, great. If not, maybe place something over the closed eyes. In terms of the support beneath you, that may be the floor, the couch, a bed, something that you feel well supported and comfortable. And if it is beneficial for you to have something underneath the knees or underneath the head, please find that and use whatever props you need so that you can relax. Release all effort. And really using this time, the next 30 minutes, as time for you to replenish, to restore, to give back to you. Notice how you have placed the body and just check in how it feels, if any adjustment could be made to bring more ease, more comfort, do that now, and then settle into stillness. And of course, anytime you move, anytime you need to move, no problem, just using awareness. Conscious movements rather than switching into autopilot. And take the attention now to the space behind the closed eyes, known as Chittakash, the viewing space of the mind. And here begin to ignite the scene of a snowy night. Picture yourself on the outskirts of forest land. See a bright, fresh moon lighting the sky and your surrounds. Feel yourself to be warm, warm in thick and very snug clothing. Thick gloves, boots. And only the sense of a cooler temperature is felt upon the face. Picture this majestic scenery. The occasional snowflake touching your nose. The air crisp. And you observe the breath rising and disappearing like a cloud into the air. Really using the power of the mind to bring this scene to life. See the snow on the ground glistening within its own stillness. Notice the branches of trees around you heavy with the flurries. The pass in the last few days, leaves may be seen frozen in time, where they once floated in the lakes and puddles dotted around. See this woodland quiet, quiet as can be. And the snow seems to bring with it very peaceful silence, dampening out any sounds. Into the stillness and the silence, bring to mind your Sankalpa, your positive resolve or affirmation, heartfelt desire, and mentally repeat it 3 times. And if you do not have a Sankalpa, take the attention to the heart space and rest here. Allowing that seed of the Sankalpa to be planted into fertile soil, continuing on with this journey, experience the scent of bark, fresh air, and earthly smells greet your nose as you begin to walk along the snow. Ahead of you, you see a wooden sleigh drawn by 2 horses. Curious, you begin to walk towards the sleigh. The crunch of the snow beneath your warm boots has almost a massaging effect. The feet are softening into your boots, into the snow. And you arrive at this large, majestic wooden sleigh. It's warm, inviting. There are blankets to snuggle in. And the sleigh feels like it has been made just for you. You step up into the sleigh, comfortable, at ease, and you sit here in stillness. The mind begins to settle, becomes a little clearer, just like the clarity of the snow. You continue to see this soft snow falling from the sky, and you notice one single snowflake falling on the right-hand thumb. The soft touch through your thick glove is so subtle, you barely feel it. Another snowflake now drops on the right index finger. And this continues to happen, this subtle awareness moving throughout the body, the right middle finger, ring finger, little finger, the palm of the hand, back of the hand, right wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, right shoulder, armpit, right side of the chest, snowflake dropping on the right side of the waist, hip, thigh, knee, lower leg, right ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, right big toe, second, third, fourth, fifth, the whole right side of the body, as though it's been touched by tiny snowflakes, the whole right side of the body, warm, relaxed, sitting in this wooden sleigh. Picture now another snowflake falling from the sky to land on the left-hand thumb. So subtle. The left-hand thumb. Left index finger. A snowflake falling from the sky and resting upon the left middle finger. Ring finger. Little finger. The palm of the hand. Back of the hand. Left wrist. Lower arm. Elbow. Upper arm. Left shoulder. Armpit. Left side of the chest. Waist. Left hip. Thigh. Knee. Lower leg. Left ankle. Heel. Sole of the foot. Top of the foot. Left big toe. Second. Third. Fourth. Fifth. The whole left side of the body. Whole left side of the body relaxed. Energized. Present to the whole left side as though it has been touched by little tiny snowflakes. Feel now the back of the body. Feel the back of the body nestling into the support, the comfort, the coziness of that beneath you. Perhaps the blanket beneath you has a color, a pattern, that which cocooned you on this wooden sleigh. Feel the heels resting into that support, the calves, the backs of the thighs, the buttocks, the lower back, the middle back, the upper back, the back of the arms, hands, back of the neck, back of the head. Take the attention to the top of the head. Perhaps there's a hat or a covering. Feel that. Connect to that. Then the cool, crisp air on the face. The sensation of this cool, crisp air, even though the body is warm. You feel the touch of the air on the forehead, the right eyebrow, left eyebrow, the eyebrow center, right eye, left eye, right temple, left temple, right ear, left ear, right cheek, left cheek, right nostril, left nostril. That cool, crisp touch of the air on the upper lip, the lower lip, softening through the teeth, the tongue, the jaw, the chin, the front of the neck, throat pit. Perhaps there's a covering, a scarf, or your top is covering through the collarbones, the right collarbone, the left collarbone. Feel the threads of fabric on the right side of the chest, the left side of the chest, the center of the chest, that warmth, the air warm between the skin at the chest and the top, jacket, coverings, the warmth now at the abdomen, the upper abdomen, navel, lower abdomen. Feeling this warmth. Feeling this warmth right through the digestive system. Softening in the hips, the pelvis, and down the legs, all the way to the feet, the whole body warm, even amidst the snow around, the whole body, feeling the whole body. Whole body resting on this large wooden sleigh. And you feel drawn now to explore the woodlands. And it's as though the horses intuitively know now it's time to move. The horses begin to walk along the snow. The sleigh moving at a moderate and easeful pace. And through the woodlands you go, feeling warm, safe, snug in the sleigh. And you enjoy this exquisite landscape of peaceful thoughts, truly bringing a softness to everything you see. The moonlight shining down, snowflakes continuing to fall. And as you're carriaged along, up ahead you see the dim lights of a nearing village. There's silhouettes of the snowflakes and trees. And the moon above is a little hidden by cotton wool clouds. As the horses continue to walk on, you notice the village, rooftops and edges of windows in the village thick with snow. The aroma of wood and coral fires from the homes in the village. This smell brings a sense of safety, reassurance, comfort. And you notice the curtains in each house that you go by closed, with only a few late lights remaining. It's late, the cold air, the dark night has beckoned everyone to their beds. The horses continue to walk, and you continue passing by houses in the village. And up ahead, you see this beautiful cottage. For some reason, the horses stop just outside, as though telling you it's time to leave. It's time to leave the sleigh and walk toward the cottage. And slowly you make your way off the sleigh and you walk through the thick snow. The thick snow toward the cottage door. This cottage seems familiar to you. You open the door as though there were no need to knock. And you take off your boots, leaving them by the door. You close the door behind you. A waft of relaxing warm air passes your face, softening your eyes. Your body begins to feel the warm coziness of this space. You take the gloves off, you take your jacket off. Any layers that you don't need, you place them at the hook, the table at the door. This space feels familiar to you. There doesn't seem to be anyone around. You walk toward the light and see this warm fire in front. This fire warming the house, and a comfortable seat in front of the warm fire. You move toward the flames and sit by the fire, the fireplace, burning, warming you up. As you sit here, feeling completely comfortable and at ease, your body softens into your support, into the seat. A sense of stillness overcomes the body. Still, quiet, calm, relaxed. And here, for the next 60 seconds, nowhere else to be, nothing else to do, you time. Time just for you. Picture yourself now seeing the fireplace in front of you, seeing the light, the colors, captivating the awareness, the attention. See these colors flickering, and into this space, see your Sankalpa. Perhaps it's written, perhaps it's felt. Maybe you mentally repeat it 3 times. Invoking that inspiration, that affirmation in the warmth of this light. Allowing that Sankalpa to embed into the subconscious. The option here is to remain in your meditation practice or to begin to externalize with me. If you're choosing to remain as you are, please just allow my words to wash over you, unaffecting you. If you're externalizing with me, begin by feeling into the body, feeling into your body lying as you are. Picture the room that you are lying in, the walls, the colors within the room, any furniture, Picture the colors of your clothing. Feel your body and the support beneath you. Feel your breath moving within you. Notice the sounds happening around you, awakening you up to the time of day. Begin to deepen the breath, noticing how the deepened breath brings movement to the abdomen, the chest. Enlarging this movement a little further, really feeling the abdomen, chest, rise, fall. Send that to the fingers, the toes. Wiggle your fingers, toes. Move your hands, your feet. And take whatever stretches your body calls for. Slowly waking yourself up. If you're externalizing, when you're ready, make your way up to a comfortable seated position. No hurry. Once sitting upright, we'll close the practice by chanting the mantra Om once together. For Om chanting, take a deep breath in. Om. Bring the hands together and rub the palms vigorously, creating warmth, energy. And take the hands to the closed eyes, soaking that energy in. Gently massage the eyes, massage the face. Release the hands, open the eyes. Namaste.